listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Understand today concerning wisdom is God's wisdom is greater than ours. Proverbs 14 and 12 says, "There is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." Anybody ever thought about something that seemed right? You know, this seemed like the right thing to do in your mind. But in our heart, don't you know God will speak to our heart and say, you know what? You shouldn't do that. Don't treat them like that. They may have done that, but you don't do that back. He's speaking to your heart. But in your mind, you say, I'm finna cuss that bleep, bleep, bleep out. Well, how many know that we reap what we sow? So now you have a bleep, bleep, bleep cycle. So now, you bleep, 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 and it's supposed to be the believer, and they bleep, 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 and now you got an all-out war. But if we do it God's way and forgive and step back and understand that vengeance is the Lord, God will begin to take care of individuals that could be doing us wrong. And he just may get them saved out of it. Amen. Because ultimately, we don't want harm to people. We want to see them saved. Amen. We want to see everybody in heaven together. Praise the Lord. There is a way that seems right unto a man. How many of the things that normally seem right to us is the way we normally live? If I've been doing something for 5, 10, 15 years, even if God said it, it's working for me. But you could be working something that's killing you and you don't even know it. Because the only thing that really works is God's way. Amen. When we think about salvation, many of us heard the salvation message preached 10s and 20, 30 times before we said, yes, I know I did. I heard salvation preached. I heard Jesus is Lord and you need to get saved. But I didn't give my life to him right away. But how many know I lost time, I lost benefits, I lost success because I waited. The sooner we give our life to Jesus Christ, the quicker we move into the blessing of God. What about in relationships? Many of us didn't acknowledge God before we connected with different people. It don't have to be marriage. It could just be the people we hang around. We ought to seek God for even the people we connect ourselves with, because that can cause us to end up in destruction. Amen. How many times have you seen, I've seen one young man, I was visiting in the jail, amen, some brothers down there, and that was a young guy. In fact, I know him from this street. Hard working fella, good fella, tied up, orange jumpsuit. I came up to him, and I know the officer was thinking, what in the world, but I needed to talk. I said, let me talk to him for a second, sir. I'm Pastor such and such. And I say, man, what happened? Because there was no reason why this guy should have been locked up. He can't be no more than 19. He said, I was with the wrong crowd at the wrong place. Now, that's a common statement, but for him, I knew that was coming from his heart. He was, because he was not a bad kid. But sometimes you connect with the wrong people and people making bad choices, and you get caught holding the bag. So we have to be wise in the relationship that we establish, the people that we have relationships with. How many of we have to be wise in our finances? Amen. Just because our belly grumbles don't mean we got to go buy everything. Amen. Just because Jimmy John got on, Gucci, don't mean you got to go buy Gucci now. Gucci might be in your future. Amen, somebody. Let me use some, Nike. I don't know. Whatever it is that's prevalent. Under Armour, whatever. That might be in your future. Amen. But it doesn't have to be in your right now. Amen. So do what you can where you're at right now, but be praying that God will bless you for the future. Amen. Then with our finances, we have to make sure to save some. Praise the Lord. We can't eat everything God gives us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Then we have to know to sow as well. Amen. What about on our jobs? God's wisdom is greater than our wisdom on our job. We may go into the job, say, I'm the boss at no cost. I run everything. You got to be careful when we think we the boss all the time. Amen. We need to humble ourselves. Amen. And let God lead and guide and direct us. See, when we humble ourselves, the Bible says what? God will promote us. And don't you know when you're promoted by God, then God has you there and he establishes you there. But when you go trying to be the boss at all costs on your own, all you're really doing is causing confusion and chaos in an environment. And eventually, the law will catch you. And I don't mean the police. I mean a spiritual law will catch us. Amen, somebody. Humble ourselves before God. In due time, he shall exalt us. Psalms 119, verse 9 through 11 says, wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? Turn me down just a little bit. By taking heed thereto according to thy word. How can we cleanse our way? By obeying God's word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against thee. We looked at Sunday school this morning, and the first paragraph was talking about spiritual vigilance. How many know we have to be vigilant about the things of God? We have to be serious about the thing of God. We have to be aggressive. See, if we're not aggressive in the spirit, our flesh will be aggressive towards us. In fact, that's what the Sunday school lesson said. So we have to make sure that we are aggressive in getting the word of God into our heart. That way, it won't cause us to sin against God. God's wisdom is greater than ours. Secondly, I want us to be encouraged today, Father specifically. Fathers, let us be wise concerning our children. In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 6, the scripture says, train up a child in the way he should go. And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Let me take my time with this, because we know this scripture and we say this scripture and, you know, train up a child. But how many know training is different from teaching? Let me slow down. Amen. Training and teaching is not the same thing. How many know training is different from fussing? Fussing is normally what we do when we don't have time or don't make time to train. Because it's easy to fuss. Do this, do that, raise our voice. You don't get it? No training. But how many know if we train more, we'd fuss less? Because training is taking time with an individual. How many of us like to be fussed at? Come on now. Even as adults, people don't like to be fussed at. People want to be trained. Training indicates time. Think about when you went on a job and they did an orientation. In that orientation, orientations typically take 2 weeks. You know, some depending on the job, it can take a whole month. Training is time spent learning the individual, demonstrating how to do the job, then walking them through the process. Learning the individual, showing them how to do the job, then walking them through the process. So when we talk about training our children, you know, that really takes time. And what the enemy has stolen from us most of the time, is time. We're working and resting and working and resting and resting to work and working to rest. So what we end up lacking is time with our children. And then we try to do a quick medication just fussing. Don't do that. Stop. Shut up. Get down. Whatever. No, that's not training. But if we train up a child in the way that they should go, that's when they won't depart. You know why? Because they know what you taught them. Because we, number one, listen to the child. Number two, we learn the child. Number three, we love the child. Three L's, you need to pick that up. Amen. Me too. Amen. We listen, we learn, and we love. Anybody you listen to, you can learn from. But we live in a culture now that where we want to talk, because talking represents power and control. If I'm talking, I'm in control. Amen. But if I'm listening, I'm learning, and I'm growing. So if we listen to that child, we learn from that child, learn who they are. Because every child has a different personality. I'm learning from pastoring. Everybody in here got a different personality. You can't pastor everybody the same. You can treat everybody the same, but you can't pastor them the same. Because this person may have different life experiences than that person. This one has a different culture than this one. This one has a different gender than this one. This one sees things like this from their birth order, oldest, middle, youngest. So when you're thinking about people, there's a dynamic that comes from learning and training and working with people. So think about that with our children, listening, learning, loving. Train up a child in the way that they should go. Also, we have to pray for our child. Ask God, God, what is this child's purpose? And I have to be careful. See, we can't push our purpose on the child. How many know many times as adults, you know, say we did something well, we want them to do that better. Or we didn't fulfill our destiny, and we want to fulfill our destiny through the child. But that child is a unique individual with their own DNA and their own destiny. So we have to make sure to pray and hear from God, what is the purpose of that child? And I'm going to say this, too. If you married, you have to do it together. It shouldn't be one parent doing all the training and the mentoring. Amen. Both parents have to be engaged for that child to be well-rounded. Now, if you're single doing it, believe me, God will give you the grace. Amen. You got the grace. And I applaud single parents. Amen. That's bringing their kids to church. Amen. I'm just saying, bring your kids to church. You're working, doing what you know to do. That's something. Amen. Because you're doing the work of two as one. Amen. Y'all give all our single parents a hand. Amen. That's a big deal. Amen. I ain't going to call them out, but they know. Amen. I honor you. Praise the Lord. Amen. How else do we train up a child in the way that they should go? We have to spend time with them. We have to love them. We have to be discerning of them. You know, I have a set goal. Amen. I would like to see my children do A, B, and C, but I'd be helping, asking the Lord to help me to discipline myself, God, to say, God, what do you have for them? And help to urge them in the direction that their calling demands, not what I want. Amen. That's part of training up a child, you know. It may take one child three times to get what you told one child to get one time. See? But we have to be open enough, loving enough, time-oriented enough to work with each child individually. As fathers, amen, as mothers, but this is a Father Day message, amen. Proverbs 19, 18 through 19 says, chasten thy son while there is hope, and let not thy soul spare for his crying. Now, this talks about discipline. We have to discipline our children, okay? One of the hardest things in the world, I think, for a child or for a parent dealing with a child is to see that child displeased, especially in the generation we're living in now. We want our children to be happy. We want them to do better than we did. Amen. So it's easier to just, you know, hey, let me give my child some candy, or hey, let me just take my child to the zoo, or hey, Jimmy, Johnny, Tyrone, whatever the name is, Sierra, if you don't do this, you can watch such and such for an hour. But how many know the Bible has a remedy? When a child is disobedient, the Bible says don't spare the rod. You get you a nice little paddle, and you tap that behind. Amen. That's not popular today. Amen. But it's still true. Let me tell you why it's true scientifically, because I got some analysts in the room, and that's good. Amen. I like analysts. Okay. Here's the thing. There's something about pain and response. When you have a quick response through pain, it trains our behavior immediately. That's why you have a hamster in a hamster cage, and then they shock it. You know, that hamster, it stopped doing whatever that is. That's how they train hamsters and apes and different things, you know. So you saying my child a hamster and ape? I didn't say that. I just said you can train behavior response. Amen. And the Bible says when you take that rod and you pop, oh, I won't do the action again because, I remember. Amen. I'm not talking about bruising them and you know, just a little bit, you know, just enough. Each child are different. Amen. My son and daughter are both different. One child don't take as much discipline as the other one. Amen. One of them I could just, you know, raise it. All right, well, we just going to do what's right now. You know, but the other one, you know, you got to get it in them. You know, I ain't feeling it. No, just, you know, children are different. Okay? So I'm not saying that we ought to demolish our children. No. But you don't want to be afraid to discipline them because you want them to be your friend so much. That's why you have kids. Oh, I got to go there. I got to go there. People have been keeping me in bondage, Sister Browning. Well, I can't say what I need to say. You know, I think I come across strong. Amen. But I got to say it. This is why many times the training aspect and the discipline aspect, the training says time, learning, listening, being there with them. But then the discipline aspect, it adds to other dynamic. When both of these are done, you will see children doing less things they shouldn't be doing. And then growing up doing less things they shouldn't be doing. Now, I'm not telling you to be hard on yourself and, you know, be all mad and stuff. No, listen, everything starts today. If you didn't do it right, well, Father, forgive me, help me. That's many times I go to bed and say I handled that wrong. I've handled it wrong with my children before, but I just say, Lord, forgive me. Sometimes I go.